First, as the debate over school safety continues across the nation, including the state capitol, a former state lawmaker is pitching his own plan for his home school district. Don Pridemore is a member of the Joint One Hartford School District. He rolled out a 5-point plan that, among other things, could lead to teachers being armed. It also calls for replacing gun-free zone signs with others, suggesting there may be armed police officers in the building. The school district has scheduled a public hearing on the matter for April 11th. The proposal follows last month's shooting at a Florida high school that resulted in 17 deaths. Since then, some gun control steps have been taken on the federal level, but the most significant changes have come on the state level, including in Florida, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Washington. In Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker signed into law a $100 million school safety plan that would allow schools to make safety changes, including to train staff. It would also require schools to improve their safety plans and require teachers to report threats of school violence. One thing that the governor's plan would not do is to arm teachers. We'll talk more about the Walker plan in a moment, but first, let's discuss Don Pridemore's ideas. He's the vice president of the Joint One Hartford School District in Washington County and a former Republican state representative. Don, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. It's been a long time.
Well, we're glad that you could join us. Tell us how your proposal has been received by your fellow school board colleagues.
Well, they're kind of taking a wait-and-see attitude, basically because of our public hearing that's due, as you mentioned, in April 11th. And we're really, needed something to start from. And so I made this proposal, and they haven't really commented on it that much up to this point, but we're waiting for public input. And unless you have something to propose, unless you're talking about possible solutions, nothing changes. So that's why I did it.
Well, let's go into some of the details of your plan. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, school staff and community members with concealed carry permits could get specialized training to carry those weapons on school property. How would that system work?
Well, first of all, that would be our last resort in arriving at a school safety plan that actually works. I always talk about controlling guns and keeping guns out. You know, if the criminals abided by our laws, we wouldn't have to worry about that. We'd just post a sign saying no guns allowed and nothing would happen. So this proposal looks at the problem realistically and practically. And we have police officers now that we have a police liaison officer from the Hartford Police Department that visits our schools periodically, but there really isn't a presence of the police department there every minute of the day that students are in the building. So that's my primary concern for making this proposal, because either we add to that force, or if we can't find the money to do that, and it typically costs about $120,000 per year to fund another police officer to dedicate to that responsibility, and then we have to look at other options. Other options would be asking the staff people or retired police officers or Secret Service agents that will volunteer to provide backup for the liaison officers. And the pool of people that I thought most apt to provide that would be, number one, retired police officers, number two, Secret Service people, number three, staff people that may already have a concealed carry permit and that may want to, and this is totally voluntarily, go through a certified program where they would be trained to react to school situations like what happened in Florida. And the other problem with what we have now is if there is a call that there is a shooter in the building, it typically takes about 8 minutes for the police to respond. So we need somebody there in the building at all times to ensure that we have the quickest response and the most practical way of dealing with the problem.
Attorney General Brad Schimmel and President Trump have both come out in support of arming teachers, but Governor Walker said he opposed such a measure, and in saying so, he pointed to the fact that he said most teachers aren't interested in being armed. What have you heard from the teachers in the Hartford School District in response to your proposal?
Well, I would agree with that. I haven't heard anything from the teachers, but they may be a little timid to come forward at this point in time until they've heard from the general population in the community. But the situation is that it takes a special person to want to believe, to want to be in a capacity of a police officer. So to the timid, the untrained, people who don't like guns, don't carry guns, don't want anything to do with guns, certainly would not be a good candidate to provide backup for our police department.
So you're saying that no one would be forced to do this. It would just be people who felt comfortable and wanted to step up in that way.
That's absolutely right. And the governor's plan, when he says he doesn't want to introduce or pay or state tax dollars to fund teachers having guns, I mean, that's ridiculous on its face. And what the governor is trying to say is that he is willing to provide $100 million in grant money for schools to apply for student security measures to be implemented at their schools. It so happens that Hartford has already spent about $150,000 for each school. We have two elementary schools, one middle school, and one high school. They've all spent that amount of money per school to just to beef up the security on the entry point for students when they come in the morning. So that alone is a deterrent, and that's what we're doing proactively prior to the governor even introducing a plan like this.
So does this feel more to you like a means of prevention and maybe giving a potential shooter, you know, second thought about maybe seeing, you know, an armed either active duty police officer or one of these people, like you said, who might volunteer to be in the schools as an additional safety measure? Or are you seeing it as a way to intervene after something starts more quickly? Like you said, those response times of several minutes that could be the matter of life or death.
Well, both points you made are accurate. We want a deterrent. If we can prevent anybody from trying to get into our schools, then that's what we have to do to make that happen. By having a police car there on school property, in view of anybody who is approaching the school, should provide a deterrent. And if the shooter ignores that deterrent, then he should know that there could very well be an armed police officer in the school building, or possibly a backup person to provide backup to that police officer in the building that's armed and capable of deterring any person who's there to create carnage within our schools.
Don Pridemore is the vice president of the Joint One Hartford School District in Washington County and a former Republican state representative. He's proposing a 5-point school safety plan that could lead to arming teachers and removing gun-free zone signs. And you can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea in Hartford, especially if you live or teach in the Hartford School District? Should teachers or other concealed carry permit holders have guns in school buildings? And what about a heavier police presence in schools? You can call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation in just a bit. Stay with us here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. We're continuing our conversation about school safety with former Republican state lawmaker turned school board member Don Pridemore. He's proposing a 5-point plan for the Joint One Hartford School District that could lead to arming teachers and removing gun-free zone signs. And you can weigh in with your opinion at 800-642-1234. What do you think of these ideas in Hartford? If you're a teacher, parent, or student, would you support this in your district? Call 800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And let's go to the phones, and Ben in Madison is up first. Hi, Ben.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I'd like to say the Mr. Pridemore's ideas are very well-intentioned, but ridiculous. Once again, this happens over and over and over, and we get these same kind of useless answers. Other countries do not have this problem. And teachers have very difficult jobs. They are social workers. They are monitors of students. They have a lot of things to do. And even a trained teacher really isn't suitable to be carrying a gun on their hip and be expected to basically act like a high-level police officer or SWAT team member in the case of a school shooting. We need to go to the root of the problem. We know how to do this. The research is there. We should not be handing out AR-15s like candy like we do in this country. And until we address that, every measure that's put in place is just a Band-Aid.
Well, and Ben, I just want to ask a follow-up there. You were focusing on arming teachers, but what about if there were, say, retired police officers or retired Secret Service who were willing to be in the schools?
Well, I can't say I'm opposed to that idea, but I hope that the people suggesting this kind of funding will fund people who are truly trained at that level. In order to be ready for this kind of confrontation with an armed shooter, you need to be ready. You need to train regularly. You can't just be someone with some skill or some background. You need to be in the range regularly. You need to be a true law enforcement professional. It can't be someone with just a background. They need to be serious, like career, like military-type professionals. And that also brings in the issue, have we gotten to the point where we need people with that level of training, like SWAT team level, in our public schools? I guess that's what I would ask as a response.
All right. Thank you for that call, Ben. And Don, would you like to respond?
Well, Ben called my plan ridiculous, but what's ridiculous is the continuation of these shootings in our schools. So we need a plan that actually works. And you bring up the very weakest link in what I'm proposing. Not proposing to give a teacher who is not trained, is not willing to carry a gun, doesn't know what guns are. This particular teacher should already have a concealed carry permit. He should have already been trained. Possibly he's ex-military or ex-police officer himself. All these create a personality for this particular person. If that person exists in your school system, you ought to be able to take advantage of it and make sure that he gets periodic training. Make sure that he is certified through the local police department. All these things are part of this proposal, and I think if you really thought about it long enough, instead of emotionally react to what goes on in Florida, then I think you will see this as a very common sense plan.
Thanks for that call, Ben. Let's go next to Steve in Sun Prairie. Hi, Steve.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I have two young daughters, and, you know, it would be a nightmare for me to hear that there was an opportunity for a teacher or a janitor or whoever in school has an opportunity to save my daughter's life by having a weapon to protect them. And there are people that are saying that that's not common sense gun legislation. This is so common sense. It is unbelievable. How could this not be passed already?
Thanks for that call, Steve. And I want to go right to Shannon in Madison to make sure we have time for that call as well. Shannon, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What would you like to share?
Well, I'm a military kid. I'm going to tell you that up front. My dad was active duty for 25 years, and I'm married to a sailor. And what I'm going to tell you is have our military guys help. The ones that are retired, the ones that have just come out of the military, they're trained. They get it. They understand. They're compassionate. And let them help the kids. Let them, you know, I guarantee you, if you've got a Marine standing there, nothing's going to happen.
All right. Thanks for that call, Shannon. And Don, people obviously feeling fairly strongly on both sides of this.
Well, I appreciate the last two callers. They seem to know where I'm coming from. They recognize the fact that there are trained people within our population. They don't have to be on the police force every day to have experience in dealing with armed criminals. And that's what this proposal is designed to do, is first of all, deter anyone who wants to enter our school system and create carnage. And second of all, if he does get in, we have people inside in order to deal with him. And these people are trained, they're certified. You may even be able to call them deputy police officers because they will work in conjunction with our local police departments.
Don, you're focusing on the high school, but 26 people were killed during the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, including 20 children who were aged 6 and 7. Do you see expanding this to elementary schools or middle schools in the future?
Well, it just so happens in Hartford that the middle school is only a few blocks away from the high school. It would be very easy to spread our police people along both schools, not just stay in one school. That police car can stay parked in that area all day, and police officers could even walk between schools if they had to. So for our situation here in Hartford, that's very possible. We wouldn't have to have people in every school all during the school day. But that's up to us as a local school district. We have to look at each school district differently. Each different school district needs a different plan for each school. So we are a local control state, and it's really, in my opinion, up to the school boards to deal with the security problem and provide safety measures that will keep all our kids safe.
Well, Don, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Don Pridemore is the vice president of the Joint One Hartford School District in Washington County and a former Republican state representative. He's proposing a 5-point school safety plan that could lead to arming teachers and removing gun-free zone signs in the district. We'll continue the conversation about guns and education at this time tomorrow with someone who argues that we actually need fewer security officers and guns in schools.